Tom Hanks Podcast. Wow, it's Tom Hanks Podcast. You've got Hanks, so let's say thanks for Hanks. Yeah.
Hello and welcome to You've Got Hanks. This is the podcast about Colin Hanks. My name is Rachel, and today I'm very, very excited because I have one of my best friends and one of my favorite people. She's a writer. She's an actor. She's an owner of a new plant. It's Alex Songsha.
Hi. Hi, Rachel. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm very excited about today's movie because it's an interesting one. Okay. Well, today we're talking about Super Buddies. Which was a direct-to-video movie, but Colin's in it, so we have to talk about it. And it's from the Air Bud franchise. Did you know that?
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, so I haven't watched all the Air Buds, but I feel like it's like the Cinderella stories where they just keep making them. And then, so then Air Bud had puppies and they're the buddies, which is why they all have like Bud in their name.
Wait, they don't mention Air Bud at all in the movie. Right, okay. And I'm just now putting together that they all have Bud in their names. Because the main one is Butterball.
Yeah, Butterball.
U-D-D. Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's a few other ones. What are there? Hold on, let me see.
Mud Bud, I believe, is one. Something like
Mud
that.
Mud Bud, yeah.
Buddha. And one of them is named Buddha.
Yeah, which, you know, some of these I'm like, okay. B-Dog, I think stands for Bud Dog, right?
Okay. B-Dog, I was looking up the IMDb last night when I watched it, and I remember seeing a bunch of little white children actors.
Yeah. So B-Dog is voiced by a white children actor.
White children actor, but speaks like
you know.
We could get it. We'll get into that later.
We'll get into it. There's also Rosebud, Mud Bud. And I think that's it for the buds. Oh, and then Buddha, Buddha.
Okay.
Just kidding. Buddha though, but
I didn't put together that they all have Bud in their name.
Yeah. No, this cast is mostly white. I did realize that one of the ponies or whatever was Zendaya.
Yeah. I saw that when, because I looked up the IMDb to see which one Colin Hanks was and then saw that Zendaya is in it, but couldn't figure out. She's credited as Lollipop. So it wasn't until like the end of the movie where they show a little clip of like the animal talking and then the name of the actor that I was like, oh, Lollipop's one of the ponies.
Yeah. There was like a few where, like at the end, it did that thing where it was like, this person was played by this. And some of them I was like, who? But then it would be like Zendaya, and I'd be like, Zendaya!
Yeah. Also, Amy Sedaris and Deborah Jo Rupp from That 70s Show are also some of the animals.
Yeah. And Allison Stoner, notoriously from the Missy Elliott videos and also Camp Rock fame.
Yes. Wait, so she plays Strawberry. Was Strawberry also one of the horses?
Yeah, they were the two ponies together. Okay. Yeah, and then Deborah Jo Rupp was the cow, and that's her name is Cow.
Yeah, everyone else has a name, but the cow is named Cow.
That's sad. But yeah, Colin plays the captain. What's his name?
Captain
K-9, and Megasis is his alien name, right?
Yeah, Megasis, because he's an alien who came to Earth.
This movie was insane.
It was crazy. I really enjoyed it. It was a fun time.
Yeah, I was like, I was watching it and I was like, oh, this is really bad. But then I was like, oh, but this would be really fun if I was high. Especially the when the aliens come, that's when I was like, what? Because the aliens were so they were like real actors, but then their heads were CGI, right?
Oh, yeah. Because, right, like the body seemed like a human body and the head. I couldn't tell if it, I guess, yeah, it must have been CGI, but I wonder like what the, if they just wore a big like headpiece for shooting it.
Yeah, because it did look like a mascot costume. But
a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, because even the hands at the end when the princess is like talking with her hands, she like can't, it looks like she wouldn't be able to pick anything up because she's wearing like gloves.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, okay, well, for anyone who hasn't seen Super Buddies, the IMDb synopsis is a new breed of superhero is born in Disney's all new movie. Does that describe the movie at all?
It's not inaccurate, but it is very broad.
Yeah. So if you had to give like a synopsis or like a log line of this movie, what would yours be?
Okay. We're kind of following two storylines, really. There's this group of kids. One of them just turned 12. We open on his 12th birthday. And then each of them has a buddy, a little, is it a golden retriever dog puppy?
I think so, yeah.
Each one has one. And then the main kid, oh, his name is Bartleby, is super into this comic book. And then throughout the course of the movie, we learn that everything in the comic book is real. And they find these like rings. Oh, the rings of Inspiron that they were just collecting from the puppy chow, like kind of how like you collect little toys from cereal boxes, but then they find the real ones and the puppies all get superpowers. And then the nice alien is also on Earth as a dog. He's been trying to, is he defending Earth or defending the rings? He hid the rings, right?
Yeah.
Or the rings got hidden because he also didn't know where they were. He also has a human buddy. And then the evil alien, once the rings have been activated, also tracks it to Earth and arrives and takes on forms of different... did I already say the nice alien is in the form of a dog?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, so the evil alien, he makes the same mistake that Megasis, the nice alien, does, which is that they think the first thing they see is a human. So he sees a pig. His name is Drex, the evil one. He sees a pig and he becomes a pig, but then he keeps like jumping into different forms. And that was much more than a log line. But yeah, you know, we just have to see how that resolves.
Yeah. accurate. You remembered a lot more than me, even though I just watched it. But the Rings of Inspiron, I forgot. their name. But the puppy chow was Purina, so we do get a
product.
You know, yeah. And the guy who owns the alien dog is from Hannah Montana. He's her brother in the series.
Oh, that guy has a real, like, I couldn't tell if it was because we see the kid actor version of him from, like, I forget how far back, but like when Megasis first arrived, like it's he's played by a child actor, the boy who finds him. But then like seeing the older version, I was like, oh, he does look like when you see like a reboot of a franchise and like the actors all look older, you're like, oh, right, aging. Like he does look like that, even though I hadn't seen the young version of that actor himself.
Yeah. He just looks like he's like the child actor who grew up, but it seems weird because now he looks like an adult, but he also still looks like his young self.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. He does look like he looks boyish yet old.
Yeah. You know, it's the same thing that Haley Joel Osment has, but you know, we find that endearing.
Yes. 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 It wasn't bad. It wasn't a bad thing. It just it's a look. Yeah.
Yeah. It's good because then you can keep playing young even though you're old. Because I think even when he was playing Miley's brother in the series, he was like much older, but he was playing like a teenager, so it's like good for you.
So he's the brother, he's not the friend. I never watched Hannah Montana, but there's like a friend who's like goofy, right? He kind of has like longish hair.
Yeah, there's also Mitchell Musso is like,
that's who I'm thinking of. Okay, but that's not him.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Also the grandpa in this is John Ratzenberger from Cheers, but also in every single Pixar movie ever.
Oh, I didn't realize that. The grandpa was great.
Yeah, he's the lucky voice of Pixar. He's in every single Pixar movie. Which, when you hear his voice, what Pixar character do you think of first?
Well, I'm having trouble.
It's okay.
Knowing which one. Okay, but so is he the grandpa from Up or the old man from Up? No.
No. Okay. That's Ed Asner. R.I.P.
Okay. I've seen most Pixar movies, but I think I never really looked into who any of the voices were.
Yeah. He's just, he does little bits here and there now. But I think the one that I think of when I hear his voice is the Abominable Snowman from Monsters, Inc. The one with the yellow snow.
Oh, okay.
He has snow cones and he's like, they're lemon, even though they're yellow.
And look at what he's in? Oh, he's Ham from Toy Story?
Yeah.
That's probably what I would most know him from.
I mean, that one's the biggest one, but I always think the Abominable Snowman first.
I like that. I gotta rewatch Monsters, Inc. And I've also never seen the last, 5 minutes of it.
You gotta watch. He's also the Big Mac truck from Cars.
I've never seen his name.
Okay. He's the circus guy from A Bug's Life. He's like the circus manager dude.
okay. He's John and Wally. I don't remember who John is. Is that like the main?
I think it's one of the pod people. You know, okay, the people sit in the chairs all day.
Chairs, yeah.
Yeah.
So in Cars it says he's Mac, Ham Truck, Abominable Snowplow, and PT Flea Car. Is that is crossover?
Yeah. At the end of the movie, they go to the movie theater and they see clips of different Pixar movies, but car versions of them.
That's really good.
Yeah. And he's like in the audience watching his Mac character in the movie. He's like watching. He's like, man, they use that same actor a lot, which is funny because he's talking about himself.
That's really funny.
Oh, Pixar.
I can't believe, I guess I have some glaring gaps in Pixar movies I've seen. I haven't seen Cars.
It's okay, you don't need to. It's okay. Cars is, okay.
What about Cars 2?
I like Cars 2 better than Cars and Cars 3, but that's apparently a very... not correct opinion, but I just like that it's a spy movie, and also my dad liked it better than Cars, so I'm going with that one. So anyway, super buddies. Each one of these dogs is has a personality that matches their owners, which is for all of them, it's like kind of like a thing they're into, except for the girl is like, I'm girly. That's my personality.
yeah.
I like pink.
There is just one girl and she kind of straddles the line between like, I can do cool things too. And also just like, my personality is girl.
Yeah. But that's how it always is, right? And those, we're changing it though. But in those movies from when we were kids, it was always like, there's one girl in the group and her personality, she's the girl of the group.
Yeah. Well, this was 2013, although it had the vibe. I mean, I guess it felt pretty like, well, I would say it had the vibe of a movie that came out maybe 5 years before that. 5 years before 2013.
It felt like a 2005-ish movie. Like, I put it there. But maybe, yeah, maybe it was written by someone who was stuck in 2005 because they definitely made, like, weird references. Like, they use dog a lot, I guess, which is for B-Dog like especially.
WG.
Yeah. Which is, I just always attribute it to Randy Jackson, that's the same from American Idol, which is like a very like 2005 reference.
Yeah, that does feel like, yeah, people just saying sup dog.
up dog. These characters, I think these buddies characters were like, it's a whole series, so maybe they're like personalities were written in like 2005 and then they just carried over.
Yeah, so, okay, I didn't know, after the movie ended, there was a suggestion for a movie called Snow Buddies that looked like it was probably the same franchise, and then also, for whatever reason, I had started this movie before, like, I think I was, like, a few minutes in, and I vaguely kind of remember randomly turning it on like a year or two ago and only watching a few minutes, but I don't really randomly watch that many movies on Disney Plus, so it was meant to be to finish the movie.
Wow. That's funny, because who would ever choose to see this?
I liked it, but yeah, it probably wouldn't be one of those an adult watches this movies.
I just, you know what? I feel like watching a buddies movie.
I've never seen Air Bud, like any of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, the first one's really good. I can't remember. Air Bud came out in 1987. Mm. And then the second one was Air Bud Golden Receiver.
That's really good.
Football instead. And that was 1998. And then Air Bud World Pup was 2000, soccer? And that was soccer, and I think that was the first introduction to the Air Buddies.
Oh, wow. They've really been milking it.
Yeah. And then there was Air Bud 7th Inning Fetch.
These are really good puns.
Air Bud Spikes Back was in 2003.
Is that volleyball?
Yeah. And then and then the Air Buddies was 2006. That was their first one. And Snow Buddies in 2008. Then Space Buddies in 2009.
Wow. Wait, so that's a good guess then that like, 2005, 2006 was when these personalities got cemented.
Yeah.
And there's a spooky
Santa Buddies, Spooky Buddies, Treasure Buddies, and then we end on Super Buddies. And then they haven't. Oh, the
was
last
that the
one
last
was
one?
Well, then they did Santa Paws, the search for Santa Paws, and then Santa Paws 2, the Santa Pups in 2012, and that was the last one.
Oh, wow.
So we're due for some more Santa Buddy or some more buddies.
Yeah, that's movies. A lot of buddies.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. The guy who created Air Bud must get like the character Air Bud must get so much money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Apparently, Disney Buddies is one of the top direct-to-DVD franchises, just behind Disney Fairies at $300 million. With the first 12 films grossing $220 million by March 2014.
Wow.
Wow.
And Colin Hanks is just in this Buddies, right?
Yeah, he's just the, because he's the alien, so I guess they don't need the alien to come back at all. But right. I was like, Colin, why did you do this movie? And I was like, oh, I get it. Maybe he was doing something that his kids could watch. It was also probably easy work because you just come in and record your voice and then that's it. Because I don't think he was used as the alien on set, because the alien on set looked short.
Oh, that's really funny distinction. and probably like it'd be cheaper to use a different actor for that, I guess, but just have his voice. He was really good as like the dog also like looks so like a paternal father figure type dog to the little boy who had lost his dad. Colin Hanks does a really great job of just being a real trustworthy dog.
Yeah. But that made me laugh a lot at the end when they're saying goodbye because he like saves the universe or whatever. And then the kid is, well, now full grown man, the kid man is saying goodbye to the alien. And he's like, you were like a dad to me, but this was a dog the whole
time. It was a dog the whole time. Yeah, that did throw me. But now talking about it now, I'm like, yes, of course. The whole time the dog was like his dad.
Yeah, it's just as weird because it's like, yes, I get it. He's like kind of like a dad alien, but he's in a dog. So this kid grew up thinking that this dog was like a dad to him. It's so weird. Made me laugh.
Yeah, that was. And then his dad was. So his dad was like a police officer. But then the movie kind of was a little bit ACAB also, but not because like the sheriff guy that we meet later on is very bad at his job.
There's a break-in at the candy shop and he handcuffs the owner at first and then it's like, oh yeah, you're and then he leaves him handcuffed and he's just really bad. And then also he's like dressed in pajamas when that happens.
Oh yeah, I couldn't tell like what was going on with that man. But also that actor who played the sheriff must have had such a fun time, because spoiler alert, at one point the evil alien takes over his body and then he just gets to act like an alien.
Yeah, but then he attacks a bunch of dogs.
Oh yeah, he does attack a bunch of dogs. That was really smart of Bartleby to give him the fake rings.
Yeah. And then he like leaves. But they look like pool rings. Did you ever play with those? They're like...
Oh, yeah. You could go diving for them.
Yeah. They'd go to the bottom. And there'd be a weight on one end. So they'd stick out.
Yeah. I will say it is surprising that the alien... Because also, even when he pulls out the real ones, they seem heavier. They seem like they're made out of metal or something. Yeah. And then the fake ones are clearly plastic. But maybe the real ones were also plastic. I don't know.
Yeah. Also, when they give the rings to the alien princess at the end, and they put them on her like, her mascot hand, they just like they're so big, and it's like, does she wear them as bracelets? What's going on?
I couldn't understand how the aliens use the rings, because now we've seen the whole movie. The rings go on a dog. Like a collar, and then the dogs get superpowers. How is an alien supposed to do
that? Right? And they just, it would just, you know what? It just was too convenient that there was, what, 6 rings and 6 dogs, you know?
Right. There were six. This whole time I thought there were 5. Yes, there
was
6.
Was there? Okay. Or was it remember. 5?
I never counted. The whole time I watched, I never counted.
I think it's five. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 on the... Okay. Never mind. Five rings, five puppies. And they each get a superpower that actually is very convenient for each of their personalities.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, didn't Captain Canine say it just like amplifies your what you're already good at and in your personality or something?
Oh, maybe I missed that. I wasn't paying attention.
I don't know. But yeah, like Butterball gets
strength.
Super strength. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the Rosebud gets, she can move fast and talk fast.
Yeah, super fast.
Buddha can move things with his mind.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. We discover that in a yoga class or something.
Yeah, and he's floating in the air.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. And then B-Dog can stretch.
Yeah. Stretchy like rubber. And then what was the last? Is it Mudbud?
Yeah, Mudbud.
Mudbud's whole thing is that he loves rolling in the mud. And then I was confused by his power because they call it invisibility, but there's multiple times, or at least one time, where something is about to fall on all of them. Oh, and then another time where like the chickens charge at them and they become invisible and it's fine. But then isn't that the power of disappearing? Because if you're invisible and a giant thing falls on you, it's still falling on you.
Yeah.
So that was something I was confused about.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Because when it fell, they were fine.
Yeah. You know, maybe we're not supposed to ask questions.
Oh, sorry.
No, I don't know.
I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have asked that.
No, but you're right. But also, I don't... Maybe it's special invisibility where you also become invisible and you're not there, but you are there. Like, things can go through you.
Okay, so it's both. It's both. You're invisible and you're the air.
Yeah, and you're air. You turn into air. It's not invisibility. You just turn into air.
And air, in fact, is invisible, so they're not wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
Calling it that.
Yeah. Wow. I don't know what to say about this movie, except for I feel like it's a fun watch with friends, especially when intoxicated, maybe, because those aliens made me laugh so much. It was just so weird to see them.
Yeah.
They, like, when the princess came down and she was like, I'm the princess and I'm an alien. And then the Rosebud was like, wow, and you're like a woman and you rule the whole galaxy.
Oh, I forgot about that. She was so inspired.
Yeah.
A scene I did really enjoy was when the evil alien goes to he's now in the form of a pig. He drives a car and then he goes to the drive-thru of a restaurant with an alien mascot and like has the drive-thru speaker on the mascot. And it's just very funny to see him. Well, that must be so great. You're an alien. You crash land on this planet or you seek out this planet. You go there and you're like, wow, great. Another alien who looks just like me. They nailed the look.
Yeah.
He starts talking to it. And then he thinks this alien must be so stupid because it's just a teenager taking his order.
But then the teenager sees a pig driving a car. A talking pig driving a car. This whole thing is just so fun. And yeah. No one bats an eyelash at any of this. They're all like, oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, aliens exist. I got it.
Yeah. Oh, here's another question, if I'm allowed to ask questions.
Yeah.
Was so like when Megasus arrives and we see the first animal he meets is a dog. And so that's why he takes on the form of a dog, because he thinks it's a human, but he becomes a separate dog. There's like two dogs. Like, it's not like he takes over that dog's body. He just like copies that form. But I think I wasn't paying attention enough when Drex meets the pigs, and I thought he also becomes like an additional pig. Like he didn't take over a pig's body, is my vague memory of it. But then when he literally takes over the sheriff's body, and then when the sheriff is then in the pig's body and then gets his own body back, like there's a pig, there's a sheriff, and there's Drex. So to me, there was like an extra body around. Or not an extra body, an extra... Yeah, I guess so, because like it wasn't that he was taking on the form, it was that he was taking over the body.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I get that. That's confusing. I think maybe they originally were like, yeah, you become whatever you see, but then they were like, oh, but we don't want him to become just a copy of the sheriff. We like want to see the sheriff as a pig too.
Right. It doesn't make sense to the logic,
but they're they were following the fun, which is to see a sheriff in a pig's body. Right. And then also then as a pig, then the sheriff can actually hear what his dog is saying.
Yes, yes. And the dog have just brought him a breakfast burrito with bacon. Is that what it was? Yeah.
Yeah. But that was funny. And also it's like, okay, so the humans can't hear the dogs talking, but these aliens show up and then the dogs are talking to the aliens and the humans are just standing in the back smiling, like very happy. And it's like, wouldn't you want to step in and talk to the alien? Because you're like, my dog can't talk to aliens, right? But instead they're like, oh, they're talking. I'll just let them have a conversation.
Yeah. It was interesting to see, like, it did feel like, oh, there was a long stretch of the movie where the kids had no idea what had happened to the, like, that the dogs got superpowers. And then it was still like, oh, yeah, the dogs will deal with everything.
Yeah. So their these kids really didn't do much except for that one kid who gave the fake rings to the alien. Which, by the way, there was also like a meteor coming to Earth to destroy everything, but then the evil alien drove right into it. Oh, and then we didn't even talk about the monkey.
Oh yeah, the monkey. Who voiced the monkey?
I don't know, but the monkey was so cute, and I was like, this monkey is very funny.
The monkey was very cute, and was just, he was very easily forgiven at the end for working for the evil alien, because he, you know, he was just trying to get by.
Yeah, he was just doing his job. Monkey was
Atticus Schaefer. I also was so curious about, like, what was that dynamic like of, like, oh, these kids get to be on camera, and then these kids, they're only voices.
Yeah. Oh, Atticus, he's the kid from the middle.
Oh, okay.
But he's also done a bunch of like voiceover stuff for Disney.
I didn't realize he was a kid. Like the monkey didn't seem like a kid.
No. But I guess he's not really a kid anymore because he's an adult. But he does have that same thing that Hannah Montana person, where it's like you still look like a child actor, but you're also an adult now.
Yeah. You just have to keep that look.
Yeah, I guess that's with everyone when you're a child actor and then you grow up to be an adult. And you know how, well, I mean, like, we've all had friends that we saw as kids and then we saw them grow up to be, but we saw them gradually grow up, you know?
Right, rather than
But I think with, like, child stars who then become adults, there's like a time period where we don't see them. So then, like, when we do see them, we're like, oh, okay. We didn't see the gradual.
Anyway, yeah. It's just the before and after, not the like. Yeah, I think about that too with like friends who I see all the time during the like pandemic, either from FaceTime or actually getting to see each other. And then, like, friends I haven't seen all pandemic, and I was like, oh, it's changed.
Yeah. Your hair's different. Yeah. It's weird. You got to keep That's why social media is important. You got to keep updating your feed so that people know what you look like.
People know. I know. I'm trying to be off social media. I've been off of it for like a month-ish now, maybe a little more, like all social media. But I do feel a little like, oh, I don't know what's going on anymore. But that's okay. I just keep in touch like directly.
Yeah. I'll let you know all the drama going on.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm very good at that. okay, well, is there anything else that stood out to you that you'd like to talk about with Super Buddies?
Super Buddies. Well, I guess I have more questions. Well, do they use this? Is it the same dog actors the whole time? Is it the same kid actors the whole time for the voices? I can also, answer these on my own time later. I can look it up later.
In every single movie, are all the dogs the same?
Yeah, or are they different dog actors? Because puppies grow so fast, right? Puppies,
yeah.
Like within a year, they're pretty full grown.
I'm sure they're all different. The thing is that Butterball had like marks on his cheeks.
Oh,
so that's probably just makeup, right?
I didn't realize that. It's also funny, the CGI is a very funny, like, oh, it's a dog, and then the mouth moves.
Yeah, that's so weird, because sometimes they'll have like the dog actually like bark and then that's their voice, but no, this one was CGI, so that's weird.
Oh, like, okay, like if the dog is actually barking
and then you just but then you add words to it so it looks like it's talking.
No, this one was very much like a CGI mouth part.
Yeah, it was weird. But I miss okay, so I guess for the actors, the kid actors who voice them, I think they change because G Hanelius, the girl, I know her from Disney Channel. She was on a few Disney Channel shows.
Oh, cool. Does she just go by G?
She does, but I think Genevieve is her name. Maybe she's changed it now.
It's just Genevieve G. on IMDb now.
Yeah, so now she's an adult. She's a full name. But she only did she started with Spooky Buddies in 2011. So I don't know who was before Spooky Buddies, but I guess they change.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess that makes sense if kids get older.
Yeah, because then B-Dog Cooper, the actor who plays him, he was only in Super Buddies.
Oh, okay. I didn't like click through to his page or anything, but not his. Like it's confusing on IMDb because like Bartleby's picture, Trey Loney, who played Bartleby, he like has an adult picture now, but then some of the other actors just have like a little kid picture still on IMDb, so I assume maybe they like don't act anymore. But it is funny, like Mudbud looks like a tiny child in his picture.
Oh yeah. Well, do you have any other questions about Super Buddies?
When can I see it again?
Well, it's on Disney Plus. You can watch it all the time.
Okay. Well, I know what I'm doing tonight.
Okay. Well, for this season of You've Got Hanks, I'm making everyone, I don't know if you know this, but Colin Hanks has a line of handkerchiefs called Hankskerchiefs. And so I'm having my guests design a Hankskerchief based on the movie that they saw. So what would the Super Buddies Hankskerchief look like?
Wow. Okay. I think the Super Buddies Hankskerchief would have all five of the Super Buddies on it, maybe like a comic book version, because the comic books were really important in the movie. It would have the different colors that each buddy was with their ring. And then it would also be able to be worn like around a little puppy's neck. So that it would both, you know, have super buddies on it and could also be on one of the buddies.
Oh, cute. So there would be like an adult, like a human version, and then a puppy version.
Ooh.
Or just it can be worn by everyone.
I guess it could be worn by everyone, but I think I just was not thinking of the humans at all from the movie.
That's okay. You know, not everything has to be made for humans.
I could wear it. Sometimes when I wear a bandana around my neck, I feel like a dog in a nice way.
Oh, I feel like a Parisian person sometimes, you know, or I feel like a Boy Scout.
Ooh, okay, yeah, Parisian or Boy Scout.
Range. Yeah, or like a cowboy.
Oh,
Woody wears a bandana around his neck.
I was surprised there wasn't a cowboy buddies.
Yeah, right? Instead of a weirdly, like, trying to, like, I'll call him a Chet Hanks type. they could have had, like, a cowboy instead of B-Dog.
Yeah, B-Dog was absolutely a Chet Hanks type.
Yeah.
It's a good tie-in.
He's like, you know what? Your personality doesn't have to be that. It can be something else.
But his owner, his little boy, was also kind of like that.
Yeah. So it was more like he was a product of his environment, but
right. Strictly speaking about the dog.
Yeah. and maybe the kid was too. We never got to see his parents.
That's true, I guess.
His dad was Chet Hanks.
Maybe. Yeah. And then there's no escaping it, unless, you know, Chet Hanks's kids become more like Colin Hanks.
Yeah, they get older and they're like, you know what, we shouldn't be copying our dad. This is a little embarrassing. And then they're like, let's be more like our uncle. And they're like, yeah, let's be a dog.
Their only reference for their uncle is Super Buddies.
Yeah. Okay, and then also for this season, I'm making everyone do a BuzzFeed quiz loosely based on the movie that they watched. But today I found a Which of the Buddies Are You quiz.
Okay.
So we get to find out which of the buddies you are.
Okay.
Okay, so first question is, what's your gender? Girl, boy, does it matter? I don't even know, my dude, or XD, which I guess is just like a
face. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wait, so that's one long answer? I don't even know my dude XD? Is that one?
No, it's girl, boy, does it matter? I don't even know my dude, or XD.
I guess I'll go with XD. That's pretty fun.
Yeah. which word do you identify with most? Food, pink, religion, mess, or cool?
That's the funniest list. I guess it's either food or mess. I'm gonna say food for now, because I put something on the stove right before we started recording on very low heat. But I've been a little bit stressed the whole time that I shouldn't have left it on.
Do you want to go check it?
I'm sure it's fine. Okay, I'll be right back. But I'm also sure. Let's see. Okay, I turned the heat off.
Okay, is it okay?
It's okay, but it was a very experimental dish, just based off of what I had in the house, because I need to buy groceries. And without tasting it and just looking at it, I would call it a failure.
Oh, no.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I'm excited to try. I tried I like went to the Indian food store and got like a curry, and but then I didn't have other like fresh produce stuff, and so I made like onions and potatoes and curry, which that's a thing, but then I uh-huh. also put egg in it, and I don't think I did that at the right phase. And so the egg looks a little wacky, but yeah, anyways, I'll put food for that answer. Or mess. That's... actually it is a bit of a mess.
Yeah, but food first, you know.
Food first.
Yeah. Okay, well, what's your favorite buddies movie? Super Buddies, Santa Buddies, Treasure Buddies, Spooky Buddies, or Space Buddies?
Wow. Okay. It's going to be hard. I have seen and love all of them so much. But I'm going to have to go with Super Buddies. I haven't seen the other one. Space Buddies, I'm intrigued. Yeah.
I wonder if there, because there's five, I wonder if each movie has like a lead of another.
Wait, that's. Buddy. That would be smart. If they're smart, they should do that.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess we'll have to watch all the other ones.
I would watch Space Buddies. I'm intrigued by Space Buddies.
Yeah. On a scale from 1 to 5, 1 being the most chill, how chill are you?
1 is the most chill?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 2? I feel like generally I'm chill, but then there's other things I'm very neurotic about.
Yeah, me too. Okay, what sin have you committed? Sloth, greed, gluttony, wrath, or pride?
I mean, I'm sure all of them, but we'll start with sloth. I hit snooze for so long today.
Would you be able to kill a man?
Oh,
no, never. I don't think so. Depends on the circumstances. I think I could, or yes, absolutely.
The first one is
an insane question.
The first one's just no.
No, never. Yeah.
And the second one is?
I don't think so.
It depends on the circumstances. Is it insane to go with I don't think so instead of no, never?
Yeah, I think that's fine.
No, never is so definitive.
Yeah, it's like if you were given the choice of like, there's like a train, you know, that train track
the
problem.
Trolley problem, yeah.
Yeah, where it's like, would you kill like Hitler standing on this track? And then this track has a bunch of kids. You know?
And right, yeah. Then you have to kill
him. You have to kill right. Hitler. Right?
That is funny. I can't speak definitively that I'll never be presented with a train problem.
Yeah. But if it, you know, presented itself, you know, you'd have to.
Yeah, I would say probably almost definitely no, but I can't speak with the certainty that the phrasing of that answer has. No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so. Well, you got Mudbud, the most LOL random buddy. You're like always Mudbud. Getting super gross for no reason.
That's it?
Yeah, chill. Oh. It says chill.
It just says chill? Okay, do you take it too, or is it just that one?
I mean, I can take it, but that's you. You got Mudbud.
I'm Mudbud.
LOL random buddy. You're always getting super gross for no reason. So
I like that. I think I relate to Mudbud. Out of all the buddies.
Yeah. Cause you like to get messy.
I like it messy. I'm chill. Kind of random.
That's true. Wow. So you're Mudbud. Okay. Now we're going to rate the movie out of 5 Colin Hankses. How many Colin Hankses do you give Super Buddies? I almost said Space Buddies.
Space Buddies. I guess a 3. I would almost say, I thoroughly enjoyed it, but then I also don't want to insult the Colin Hanks rating system by giving it too high of a score.
Yeah.
What would you give it?
I would give this movie a 3 Colin Hankses, maybe 3.5, you know?
Yeah, 3.5.
I had a good time. You know, I will say Colin hasn't been doing so far his resume hasn't wowed me. I'll say that. Even though this, and on a scale of every movie ever made, this is not great. This is a bad movie.
Yes.
but was it fun to watch? For sure.
It was really fun.
Yeah. And, you know, Colin had a main role, even though we did not see his face at all, which is also rare in his resume, is that Colin has a main role because he's usually just a one-off character. So for that, I'm giving it a fairly high score of a 3.5 Colin Hanks's out of 5.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I want to change mine to 3.5, but it's okay. It's fine.
No, you can if you want.
Okay, I changed mine to 3.5 Colin Hanks's. Because also, I haven't seen too much on his resume. And so...
Yeah, I forgot to ask. What is your favorite Colin Hanks movie or TV show?
Oh, yeah. I was looking at his list of movies, and I really don't think I've seen a lot of them. I have seen W, which is one of the only movies I've ever walked out of. Wait, I walk out of... I think, like, in high school, I think I walked out of W and post-grad, or I finished both of them, and I hated it. I can't remember. I noticed that he was in That Thing You Do, classic Tom Hanks movie, where Colin played male Paige. So I would have to say That Thing You Do would be my favorite.
Yeah, that one's a good one. I recommend you watch House Bunny. So far, it's my favorite of the Colin Hanks movies.
Okay. I think I have seen House Bunny, but I don't remember it very well.
Oh, it's very good. Okay. It's very funny, very good. Anna Faris.
Because I remember somebody was telling me about that weird voice thing she does to remember people's names. Yeah. And when they demonstrated it, I was like, I've absolutely seen that movie, but I can't really remember the rest of it.
Yeah, his name's like Oliver or something like that. She's like, Oliver. It's very funny. Yeah, you should watch that.
You might have been telling me the name thing.
Probably. But That Thing You Do is also great. He's on screen for like a second as he's escorting Liv Tyler into the final performance.
Oh.
Yeah. Because, you know, Tom likes to give his kids little tiny roles.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. I did take the quiz, and I got Butterball.
You got Butterball! Yay! Okay, you're the main character of Super Buddies, and now I'm glad I know what our dynamic is.
I think this quiz was written by a kid because it says, so you got Butterball, huh? That's cool, I guess. I mean, I'm not going to judge you or anything. You do you. Maybe try to stop obsessively eating all the time, though. You got to regulate that shit so you stay healthy. But hey, I'm just a quiz maker. You can do whatever.
Wait, why does the quiz maker hate Butterball?
I don't know.
Also, I don't remember. Like, is it? I don't really remember Butterball being obsessed with food in this movie. I was almost confused by his name, so maybe it's in the other movies, because Butterball does feel like it implies he loves food or butter or something.
Yeah. Also, I looked up this creator, and they've only made one post for BuzzFeed, and it's the Which Buddies Are You quiz.
Okay.
And their name is Heck Off.
Heck off. Okay.
I really think it's a kid who hates Butterball.
Well, I'm glad. Like, I'm still grateful for their service, and because it really helped us today. But I'm sorry they were so mean about Butterball.
It's okay. It really makes me think, though, that maybe Butterball is not the main character in the other movies.
Okay. Well, I'd be down to watch one more. From the buddies.
I kind of want to watch like the Snow Buddies, or what was the
Snow
other
buddies
one?
Sounds fun, yeah.
Spooky Buddies sounds really fun.
Was it Snow, Spooky, Space, and Santa Paws? Or
Yeah. Well, it says Santa Buddies.
Santa Buddies. Okay, that makes sense. Santa Paws must be something else.
But there's also Treasure Buddies.
Oh.
How many buddies are there?
More buddies. On?
I just Air Bud movies. Okay. Is there more than five? Because I'll be upset. So there's Snow Buddies, Space Buddies, Santa Buddies, Spooky Buddies, Treasure Buddies, and Super Buddies. So I guess there's six. So maybe.
Wow.
But I think Santa Buddies is when we get introduced to the Santa Paws.
Oh, okay.
So maybe that's not about them. It's about the Santa Paws. It's like
a group game. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So Snow, Space, Spooky, Treasure, and Super are about the five. Maybe.
Okay.
We got to figure it out. Okay. We got to watch.
We got to watch. Okay.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being my guest today for Super Buddies.
Thank you for having me. I had a lot of fun.
Me too. Where can people find you?
Oh, I guess, I mean, my accounts are on social media at Alex Song Sha, on Twitter, Instagram. I can't guarantee I'll be posting that much, but maybe I will be, and I'll be having a really bad time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm around if you want to hang out, listener. I take that back.
You don't want to hang out with people. Well, thank you. Hanks for listening. Okay, bye.
It's a Tom Hanks podcast. Wow, it's Tom Hanks podcast.